Many of these third world immigrants, they are tribal, they are disrespectful. Why do they expect Europeans to conform? Don't you think that immigrants have a duty to assimilate? You're from Japan. The Japanese have a respectful culture. When you go to Japan, you follow the laws of Japan. So why can't immigrants assimilate in Europe? Why do they expect Europeans to conform? When they go to Japan, they have to follow the rules.
That's an interesting point. There is an ancient proverb in Japan saying that, like, if you're going to a country, then you follow the rules of the country. And in a way, because I've lived abroad as a Japanese person, I've done a lot of that myself. I've assimilated myself to the culture. But at the same time, like, I also just as much feel like the comfort of being in your own culture, even when you're outside of your home. And I could not possibly, like, deny someone the comfort of being, like,
so
indulging
brilliant.
In their culture
exactly.
outside of their home country. And so I think it's like a mix, right? Like, you don't want to do something that you don't want the others to do. You don't want other people to, like, invade on your culture so much, and so you also should be mindful about doing that to other people's culture. I think it's kind of having the humility to be able to bend yourself in the hope that others will do the same.
And
for
that's
you.
Why I love the Japanese. The Japanese are pro-social, intelligent, and innovative. I love immigrants from East Asia, especially Japan and Singapore. They're good people. Why do some immigrants find it so difficult to be respectful? Japanese Americans are richer than average. The Japanese in Europe are also wealthy. They're pro-social. Why can't other people be like the Japanese? The Japanese, when they migrate, they preserve their culture, but they don't go online and say, there's so many white people in Finland, we don't like them. They're respectful. Why can't other immigrants be like you?
I think it's because we've always been a bit of the minority. I think it's very difficult to find Japanese people abroad, but for other cultures, even within East Asia, some countries have a greater number of immigrants abroad, right? And so when you have, it's like a solidity and confidence in numbers almost. Whenever you have a group of people that are like you, where you can express yourself as you would at home in a foreign place, then you kind of have the incentive to do so.
But Japanese in Latin America and the Caribbean, they have done well for themselves. There was a prime minister of Japanese descent in a non-Western country. So even if the Japanese settle in a place in relatively large numbers, they are still respectful. Is it because Japan is an intelligent country? The level of intelligence in Japan is quite high.
I wouldn't say that. I think like, you know, I do have a lot of pride for my country, but...
And you're smart. The Japanese, they have a high IQ.
Well, I think it's more to do with, like, the fact that at home we preserve our own culture, but maybe because we are so deeply rooted in our culture, because we don't separate from it too much at home, we are okay to assimilate to the cultures outside us that we've, like, chosen to go to. I think it's the fact that you've chosen to go somewhere, and so by virtue of having made that choice, you also have a responsibility to...
You have prompted a serious discussion. During the Meiji Restoration, the Japanese became Western. They imported Western technology, Western books, Western laws, Western systems of schooling, even Western fashion. But the Japanese have remained Japanese despite Westernization. And that's what I find so fascinating. Many of these third world immigrants, they're tribal, they're disrespectful, but they don't know as much about their culture as the Japanese know about their culture. So it's a form of fake cultural pride. So I'm black, I'm of African descent, I was born in Jamaica. And Jamaicans and other blacks like to talk about Africa, but many of them don't know about any of the empires in Africa. They know that there was a Malian empire, but they don't know enough about the law of Mali. They don't know about the politics of Mali. They know that there was the Benin Empire, but they don't know that Benin was an imperial power. They don't know about the role of religion in Benin or the diplomatic relationship between Benin and Portuguese, but they are proud of their culture. So what are they proud of? Is it that they're just rude and uneducated?
Well, no, I would not say that at all. I think it's...
You're being diplomatic.
Maybe you want to be... You want me to be more controversial.
No, I don't want you to be more controversial. You know, you're an intelligent girl, so I don't expect you to act like a lunatic. This is what I expect from you. But I'm just saying, why are so many of these immigrants so puffed up when they have false pride? Like, the Japanese, they know very straight well. And when they're in Jamaica or Peru or the UK, they're not saying, teach people about the Tokugawa shogunate. They're like some of these Africans. Oh, the blacks built in, the black people, they built England. Mary Seacole, she was a nurse. Florence Nightingale was just a white woman. Tell us about Florence Nightingale. That type of culture is not evident in the Japanese population. They come here, they do their work, some assimilate, some remain Buddhist, and they're okay. They're not forcing anybody to love Japan or to teach students about Japan in 700 AD. But why are some groups so different?
Well, maybe it's the level of oppression that's been faced. Maybe it's...
Oppression did they face? Now tell me. The British in India, Sati, that policy was retired during British colonialism. In Ibadan, in the Sokoto Caliphate, in Igboland, slavery declined under British rule. So what oppression are these people rebelling against, really? The missionaries built schools, universities were built. The health system in Ibadan was built by the British. They trained professionals. They built health facilities. Europeans even promoted feminism in Africa, feminism from the perspective of human, of women's rights and women empowerment. So what are these people rebelling against? The Asante Empire was the imperial power on the Gold Coast. Many Africans did not like the Asante Empire because the Asante Empire sold slaves from other states. So what are they rebelling against? The Sokoto Caliphate was a slaving empire. So what are they rebelling against?
Yeah, I think like the volume of people, like as in like how loud they are with their objections, is not a direct mapping of like how people actually feel on the inside. I think there's a lot of things that go into how loud you can be about your objections. Like, do you know the language well enough to like, you know, take your own stand against people, or do you have to kind of just quietly take in what is like given to you in a country that you move to? I think it might not be like as linear to say that, you know, people who object more loudly have more objection as an emotion. That being said, I think it's not up to the people who have not experienced whatever it is, whether you call it oppression or not, to define it as oppression or otherwise.
I think immigrants...
Lipton, can we ask her most leftist...
Okay, opinion? Okay. What's your most left-wing opinion?
My most left-wing opinion? In terms of, like, Japan or the UK?
Anywhere. It doesn't matter.
Well, personally, I think that Japan would benefit from immigrant workers. I think we have a declining population, declining, like, young population. I think there's still a bit of hostility towards people from the outside just because we've been such an island country for all of history. I think there's so much, like, positiveness that could, like, come with opening up a little bit, not sticking so, like, strongly to the comfort of homogeneity. I think maybe, you know, explore a little the outside world.
What's your most right-wing opinion?
My most right-wing opinion? I'll have to think about that. I think you might be getting a sense that I try to understand both sides.
Well, I'm enjoying this conversation, and obviously we're not all going to be alike, but I think immigrants should be like the Japanese, be smart and respectful. Do you know what's Japan's edge? Japan is a country where people follow the rules. In the West, politicians are easily manipulated. So when you go to Japan and disrespect Japanese monuments, you're told Japan is not a zoo. So there were some people who were going to Japan and dancing everywhere like clowns, and the Japanese created this poster in which was a circle, and this, the circle said Japan is not a zoo, and there was a photo of a dancer in the, on the poster, and a line saying Japan is not a zoo.
Well, I think, like, yeah, respect goes a long way, and with respect comes some rules.
Yes.
But I don't think you should be exclusive with those rules. I think, like, the rules should be a way to, like, welcome people into your own country.
Are you ready for the future of the West?
Thank you for listening. If you'd like to hear the full thing, as well as help with my other projects, then please become a subscriber at jollyheretic.com.